This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight,
the CMT Awards are such a party.
ET's with CMT Queen Carrie Underwood, plus the show-stopping collabs.
That's what I like.
I can feel it.
And the noise-making fashion.
I don't know if you can hear this. I squeak.
Then Ben Affleck high-rolling with J-Lo's mom while they're in Vegas together without Jennifer. Plus, Prince Harry's uncle faces cameras and explains the tension in the royal family.
It's very sad.
And the Backstreet Boys teaming up with NSYNC, only we've got the details straight from Nick Carter.
All right. ET starts right now.
Underwood stands come through once again.
Welcome to ET at the London West Hollywood. The party is still going on in Nashville
yes,
right now.
It is. Yeah. The CMT Music Awards were fire. Yeah. So many fantastic performances. We see you, her, and Gladys Knight.
Yes, come indeed. On now.
But the evening belonged to Queen Carrie.
Take a picture in my mind, so we're always together.
Carrie stunned in a sequin suit, hitting the stage with Need to Breathe. 20 minutes later, she extended her CMT record to 23.
Carrie Underwood and John Legend.
John Legend, thank you for sending me this incredible song and agreeing to sing with me on it.
Carrie and John weren't the only duo making news. Her and Chris Stapleton joined forces for Hold On.
How did this collaboration come to be?
You know, I'm a huge Chris Stapleton fan. It was like a phone call like, hey, want to perform at the Country Music Television, you know, awards with me? And he was like, yeah, of course, I would love to.
And this was thrilling. Mickey Guyton with the legendary Gladys Knight.
We're doing our thing.
Miss Gladys Knight, you are no stranger to the CMT family.
All my hits were country songs.
Yes, they were.
Midnight Train to Georgia, yep. Country song.
Mickey, is this a pinch me moment for you tonight to be able to perform with her?
Absolutely. It's like an out-of-body experience.
Here's another collab we'd love to see.
Everybody's slowing down on a Friday night.
Is Blake Shelton's mentor, Trace Adkins, who presented last night, gonna help him tie the knot with Gwen?
You know, he officiated your wedding not too long ago, and he's getting married soon. Are you gonna return the favor for Blake Shelton?
If he asked me to. He's not about to get married. I don't think anybody's got an invitation.
I've been trying to recruit entertainment. I asked Nick Jonas.
Would you say yes?
Very expensive, is what I'd say. We are very expensive.
He said he's too expensive, so now I'm asking you, would you at least be the entertainment?
No.
Really?
I'm way too expensive.
Way too expensive?
I'm more expensive than a Jonas.
I've got some famous friends.
The CMT Music Awards was also Dad's Night Out, with performer Thomas Rhett getting ready for a very full house.
We were due in November, and we're going to have four little girls, and it's just going to be awesome. I feel like I've gotten very good at being a girl dad.
How is Lauren doing?
Lately, her thing has been bean burritos from Taco Bell at like 11 o'clock at night. So
that's you on
Taco Bell
duty?
Man. Yep.
Also expecting Brett Young. Baby number two is set to arrive next month.
Are you guys ready?
Not any more than we were for the first one.
Kane Brown had wife Caitlin by his side and gushed about 19-month-old Kingsley Rose's latest milestone.
She said wow today, or whoa. Was it whoa? Wow.
Aww.
She says dada perfectly.
Kane Brown!
Kane was the night's only double winner. His co-host Kelsey Ballerini took home her first CMT award, had four outfit changes, and really made some noise in hot pink leather.
I just feel like Ross in that Friends episode.
I can't get them back on, Joey. I can't.
Like, getting it on, it was a whole situation. And every time I walk, I don't know if you can hear this, but like, I squeak.
Like tequila.
Miranda Lambert, who had actual fire for her performance, lost out to two absent winners, Taylor Swift and Gabby Barrett, who bowed out for personal reasons. Lindsay L. stepped in, jamming out in a boot. Reason for her injury? She was chasing after her dog.
It's a broken foot, and I broke it pretty good, so they told me 8 weeks.
8 weeks?
It's a good thing she's cute, guys. It's a good thing she's cute.
Carly Pierce's date was her matchy-match dog, June Jolene. Nearly a year to the day, Carly filed for divorce from hubby of 8 months, Michael Ray.
Are you back in the dating game?
I am open to love, I'll tell you that.
I've never felt so seen, Kevin Frazier. Me and Carly reviving
here. Yeah, you are open to love.
Well, since we are on the topic of love, you know J-Lo and Ben are still going strong, but right now, they're apart.
Yeah, she is in Miami working on music, so where's Ben?
Hmm.
Oh, he's in Sin City with her mama.
What?
Yep, there's Ben, water bottle in hand, directing a casino scene for his new project. J-Lo's mom, Guadalupe, is there chatting with the crew while her daughter is thousands of miles away hitting the gym. We know both Ben and Guadalupe have a shared love of gambling, poker for him, slots for her. The two have always had a close bond.
My mother loves Ben.
But he won her over in true Affleck fashion.
The last time Ben and Guadalupe were hanging out in public was at the Vax Live concert last month. Ben watched backstage as Guadalupe and J-Lo performed. So we know mom approves of Bennifer, but how does the rest of the family feel? A source tells ET, J-Lo's ex, Mark Anthony, gives Ben his stamp of approval as long as Ben keeps her and their kids happy. As for Jennifer Garner, our source says she's accepting of Ben and there is no animosity as long as Ben stays on track and keeps the situation healthy, especially regarding the kids. From Ben and Jennifer's rekindled love to the Queen honoring the love of her life on what would have been Prince Philip's 100th birthday.
That's really kind. That's really.
Queen Elizabeth, in a rare casual look, added a new breed of roses to her garden, named for her late husband. This while their youngest son, Prince Edward, talked Harry and Meghan in a new CNN interview.
Fantastic news about the baby. That's great. I hope they'll be very happy with that.
As for the family rift,
it's very sad. We've all had, you know, excessive intrusion and attention in our lives, and we've all dealt with it in slightly different ways. Listen, families are families, aren't they, really? You know?
I know what the royal family needs.
What's that?
A barbecue with the Turners.
Oh. Well, we would cook some good food, and the Turner family debate is legendary. We might work some stuff out.
Y'all would work it out.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, let's move to the world premiere of In the Heights. Rachel Smith joins us from New York City. And Rachel, you got to be tired after all that dancing you were doing on the red carpet.
Yes, Kev, and I'm going to keep on dancing here at Madame Tussauds New York in Times Square. And trust me when I tell you, there was so much to celebrate.
Can we make a little noise tonight?
Mic check, 1, 2, are we on? Are we on?
What am I doing? What am I doing?
Anthony is having a moment.
If you don't know, now you know. Keep
scraping by. This movie is so good. It just makes you, it makes you want to sing.
Well, you burst into song just now, so now I really know it's working.
At long last, the In the Heights cast reunited, including creator Lin-Manuel Miranda, Anthony Ramos, who brought fiancée Jasmine Cephas-Jones, and Mark Anthony, who makes a cameo in the film. It was a full circle moment to kick off the Tribeca Festival.
Here we are at the world premiere in Washington Heights.
I grew up here, I love it here, and now this love letter to the movie, which we got to film in the community, is premiering here.
We cannot stop, this is our block. In the Heights.
It's also a celebration of life, yo. 70 people dancing in the middle of the street, we haven't seen that. And who knows how long, right?
I jokingly said I came out of that wishing I was Latina.
And check out Gail's bestie, Oprah, also fangirling over the musical, which hits theaters and HBO Max today.
It's sensational, the music, the dancing. Lin-Manuel Miranda!
Her saying my name is my outgoing voicemail. Now it's Lin-Manuel Miranda!
To Anthony, let's just say he's a busy guy. He's also appearing in the 8-episode Starz dramedy, Blindspotting, premiering Sunday. It's a continuation of the 2018 film of the same name. Bonus, this is a little Hamilton reunion. David Diggs executive produces, and Jasmine stars.
Let's go! It's showtime, honey!
how often do you guys break out into song and dance behind the scenes?
That's me just in everyday life all the time. I sing a lot of my conversations. We broke out into the cha-cha slide literally a couple of days into filming.
Someone decided to let us make a TV show. Like, that's crazy.
I'm like practically the person they need a restraining order about for Hamilton.
Enter superfan Helen Hunt. She shows us all how it pays to slip into someone's DMs, like she did with Daveed.
I saw the movie and loved it. He tweeted about it and they commented on my tweet, and then we direct messaged each other. Next thing I knew, we were having drinks together and saying we should be making work together.
Helen takes in Jasmine, a single working mom, navigating life as a woman of color.
There's a lot of women out there that are like this, that are dealing with these kind of situations, that do superhero things every day. Her, you know, superpower is her love and how strong she is.
Love and perseverance, two of the greatest superpowers. All right, now on to Mama Nicole Kidman. Why she may need her own superhero powers after talking to Chris Rock.
You've been married a couple of times, so.
I'm on my second marriage and my last marriage.
Plus.
Spoiler alert.
A True Blood reboot in the works. What Stephen Moyer and Anna Paquin just revealed.
Clearly telling you on ET.
Plus, at home with Super Bowl champ Gronk and girlfriend Camille Kostick, announcing a new career.
I'm not that smart right now for saying that.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album, where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Chris Rock and Nicole Kidman interviewed each other for Variety's Actors on Actors series, and when the topic of marriage came up, Chris went there.
You've been married a couple of times, so playing a wife is...
I'm on my second marriage and my last marriage.
I've had one marriage. Got another friend. Tell her, call me.
Now, Chris told me that he was not good at relationships, obviously, he said.
Here's a Hollywood marriage that is going strong. Anna Paquin and Stephen Moyer.
Yeah, True Blood fans are still all about Bill and Sookie, but would they take another bite? Well, Lauren Zima found out.
Sookie.
Could we see either of you reprise your roles in this highly anticipated reboot? Would you be up for it?
I would love to see all of those people again and work with them again.
That's some of the best years of my life. I'd kick down the door to get to work with any of those people again.
But, spoiler alert, my character doesn't make it.
A flashback of some kind?
I'm up for a flashback.
All right.
I'm clearly telling you on ET, I'm up for a flashback.
Yes.
After meeting on True Blood, falling in love, and now raising four kids, Anna and Steven are back for season two of Flack, streaming tomorrow on Amazon Prime Video.
My name's Robin. I work for MPPR.
Anna and Steven are both executive producers on the show, and this time, Steven is calling the shots with his wife.
He's a very gifted director, and I'm not just saying that because I'm his wife.
There's no special perks because, you know, because you're married to the lead.
Now tell me that's not the sort of woman you want representing your brand.
Anna plays a publicist slash fixer who finds a way to spin celebrity scandal.
Somebody's getting fired!
Is any of this salaciousness things that you have seen in real life?
Yes.
Every single one has an element of truth.
All right, let's jump now from celebrity scandal to a boy band rivalry for the ages.
Looking back on the things we've done.
Team BSB or Team NSYNC?
How real was that rivalry?
It kind of became real.
Exclusive details on the new collab that won't make you choose.
We are all coming together to rival bands.
Then Gronk gets grilled. What only girlfriend Camille Kostick could get him to confess to.
You know me, I think anything crazy is a great idea.
We're just going to say we're going to be doing a little something special, and it's going to be huge.
Fans never thought they'd see the day. It's like the Sharks and the Jets getting together. Yes, E.T. can exclusively reveal that NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys are coming together to celebrate L.A. Pride.
Yes, indeed. BSB's A.J. McLean and Nick Carter, plus NSYNC's Lance Bass and Joey Fatone, along with some surprise guests, will host Bingo Under the Stars. And they'll also perform together at the Grove in L.A. on June 18th. Wow. And only Lauren Zima is talking to Nick all about it. Tell me why it ain't
nothing but a first time ever that Backstreet Boys and NSYNC have ever done something together like this.
Nick, the 13-year-old in me is having her mind blown right now.
Well, Lance and I have been speaking for quite some time. So we just basically had this idea that evolved that said, hey, listen, you know, obviously, Pride Month is very important. Why don't we just do something together? We're set to perform a couple of songs by Backstreet Boys, a couple of songs by NSYNC. I think we're just going to do the hits. I want it that way, and bye, bye, bye.
What's your favorite NSYNC song? Is there one you wish you'd recorded?
Yes, I'm a big fan of I Want You Back. You're all I ever wanted. You're
all I ever needed. Yeah. E.T.'s been right there with these two boy bands as both became legendary. But was there ever some boy band bad blood? Chris Kirkpatrick once confessed, there was a time when I couldn't be in the same room with A.J. McLean.
How real was that rivalry?
It kind of became real because, you know, when you're out there and you're competing, it was pushed a little bit from our managers, but in the end, you know, we're all still here, and now we're becoming friends, which is great.
Well, it turns out the two boy bands have kinda performed together before. E.T. was at the 2001 Super Bowl, where NSYNC did the halftime show while the BSB sang the national anthem.
How was it? Felt like I was at home. Put it that way.
For us, we got the choice and we passed on the halftime. but it was a memorable experience, you know, for everyone, and everyone was able to share. Backstreet's back,
all right. But this collaboration, though, be still my boy band loving heart. Well, here is a match made in sports and model heaven. NFL star Rob Gronkowski and his model girlfriend Camille Kostick. We know she's got some hosting skills. She's been with us a time or two. So who better to interview Gronkowski than Camille herself? It's another ET exclusive.
I am here with the one and only Robbie G. We're here in Tampa Bay, so it's only right to ask you, as a Buccaneer, it's been a while, you won the Super Bowl. What has been the highlight of the offseason so far?
I'll go with the Bowl Parade 3 days after we won the Super Bowl games.
What was going through your head when Tom Brady threw the Lombardi Trophy?
Oh, wow. That was the most important catch of the season right there.
You know me, I think anything crazy is a great idea. Actually, what would have been cool is that we were Buccaneers, so if the trophy fell in the ocean, we would have been pirates and gone scuba diving.
They got it.
Okay, and I know that Tom has done an impression of you.
Dude, that was great. That was perfect. That was just what I needed. I feel ripped now.
Can you do an impression of him?
Right here on the spot, like at this wonderful restaurant?
That sounds like a no.
The four-time Super Bowl champ, WWE 24/7 champ, New York Times best-selling author, and a new dad to French Bulldog Ralphie also knows his way around the kitchen.
We're taking this bus to Playtime.
He gave E.T. a personal invite to watch as he cooked up an old family recipe, the Gronkalo chicken and waffle. The dish will be featured during Guy Fieri's restaurant reboot presented by LendingTree, which live streams June 12th.
This is going to be part of the Off the Hook Celebrity Creations presented by Pepsi.
What's this dish about and why that name?
Yeah, so Gronkalo chicken and waffles. Well, first off, it's really the buffalo chicken and waffles, but, because I'm from Buffalo, so it goes well with me. You know I'm from Buffalo, Camille. Come on. Actually, maybe you don't. I don't know. Maybe we got to do like a pop quiz or something, where I'm from. It's an item that, you know, my mother's been making since back in the heyday, you know.
You're a wee lad.
Yes, and we use a lot of hot sauce on it.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
I saw you making the special Gronkalo. Who do you think's a better cook?
Between you and me. Yeah, I'm going to go with myself.
You want to know what? I knew you were going to say that. So to that, I'm going to say I am no longer cooking in the kitchen, everybody.
I should have never said myself. I'm not
dinner.
That smart right now for saying that.
I like that answer.
Yes, thanks, baby.
I love you.
See, Rob, sometimes it's better just to...
I just shut up and eat your food.
There you go. That's what you do, right? Yeah. All right, Kev, this hurts my heart. Coming up, Blake Lively's personal loss.
E.T.'s sweet red carpet moment with Blake and her late dad, Ernie.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the E.T. podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where E.T. airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Before we leave the London West Hollywood, we're remembering actor and father to Blake Lively, Ernie Lively, known for his roles in Dukes of Hazzard and Passenger 57.
Yeah, he passed away last week at the age of 74 from heart complications. He was surrounded by his wife and his children.
Actually, all five of Ernie's kids followed in his acting footsteps. He even played Blake's father in two of the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants movies.
Yeah, E.T. was on the carpet with them back in 2008. So we're going to leave you with this very sweet father-daughter moment.
This is my papa!
I've worked with a lot of beautiful women, none more pretty than this. It's the most special thing you could ever imagine. It's the greatest home movie you could ever have, for sure.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.